It seems as though, as we walk through this life, if we'll let Him, hallelujah, He will establish us in the kingdom. Can you say amen? For such a time as this, we were little outing and at the lake. And this young man came and borrowed wanted to open up a can of beans, so he borrowed a can opener from us. And so we got talking, and just like to be friendly, and actually came to Karen. I didn't even know too much about it, and just talked to him. I found out he was from Marine City. Happens to know my cousins, because they're from Marine City. And I didn't know any more about that than that. And then him and his girlfriend was at the table, at another table, and I just walked by just to say hi. And they'd been talking about our conversation, and come to find out that they had been married before. I'm telling you, you just have to let God work with you. You got some answers in you. You can help people that are just every day, just that you're around every day. And the next thing you know, she's asking me to, well, we're not married now, and I'm going back to school, and if I get married, I'll lose my student loans. And so, honey, if you'll bring up the second page, please. And so, I'm not going to tell you all the conversation, but it came up, we want to get married. Again, I think. Because we really love one another. I said, well, then I think that you should. Because right now you're not in covenant relationship. As much as I'd like to tell you that, you know, God's grace and His mercy, it's wonderful, but you won't be under a covenant blessing. And if you want to bring your family and everything else under the covenant of holy matrimony, you need to be remarried. Well, we were divorced. I don't know if God considers we're divorced. I said, well, did you have a bill of divorcement? You see, beloved, there are a lot of valid questions out there that you have the answers to. And you never know. But you need to be willing to sit down and just to listen. And then in the midst of that, just tell them what you know. Not something you don't know. If you don't know it, just say, I don't know it. And so we'll see what's going to happen here. Glory to God as we continue in this walk. And you may be surprised. I'm probably going to be marrying him. I said, I'll marry you. That's not a problem to me. We have to bring people into covenant relationships with God, and then we have to submit to covenant relationship. And so I said, well, you talk to a pretty good guy to talk to because we've been married for 49, going on 50 years. And I looked right at her and I said, you know what? I said, God never said that you had to love the wife. But it said for the man to love the wife as Christ loved the church. But he did tell the wife that she had to do something. Then what was the word that he used? said you're to respect, you're to honor your husband. Be respectful of him. And, honey, give me the next page. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, we went through the working of the Lord. We went through the cleansing of yourself. And I wish that you would take notes because these are just little highlights. And then last week, if you remember, we went through 2 Peter 1 and we went through the adding, you know, this divine nature. And all these things are properties that we have as sons of God. And it's not just only in church. It's wherever we go and whatever we do. It's not my decision on how God speaks to your heart. It's yours. But we are ambassadors and vessels of God. We are God walking around in this body that yet not is fully incorruptible. We're growing up into it. We're overcoming to him that overcometh. And everything you overcome, you have succeeded in. I guarantee you. If you went back into the job place, Walter, you'd have to do some studies. But you're up for it. Why? Because the foundation's there. The principles are there. And they don't change. And all the people that we love and all the people we work with, my God, you know, it's only as God opens the light up that they will see. It's not just because you can give it forth and you see it only. So be in taking encouragement, whether they agree or disagree. Don't take an offense. He said not to take an offense. That takes discipline. Well, if they would just do this, they'd be out of that mess. Well, if they knew that, they would do it. It's true. So, as we overcome, our knowledge is now measured with experience that has the authority to produce the product. So, hallelujah. This should be exciting to you. I mean, because it is to me. My life is exciting every day. Whether I got shorts on and no shirt on or whatever. No shoes or whatever. Because we're out in God's creation. And He loves His people. And do you know that He still says that He's slow to anger? Do you know how slow he is to anger? 400 years at one point. Where one generation died and another raised up and another died and another raised up. Well, how in the world did anyone have enough faith at that time to receive it? Had not somebody been diligent to keep the truth alive. To keep the truth going on. In the degree that they knew it. To a point where a deliverer would be established. A deliverer would come. A deliverer would hear and obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. You can believe it. Glory to God. That God is right on time. And that you're in the midst. And you're in the mingling of this Christ-like man. And so, you have to let the work of God work in your life. And what it does is, it keeps killing you. But it's not to destroy you. He's establishing you. He's taking out the properties that cause you not to go further. Not to rise up. And I wish I could take every bit of heartache and every bit of tribulation out of you. But I know this for sure. Without it, you're never going to go the next step. It's true. If we have a curse right now in two or three generations, it's that they almost refuse to work anymore. Because they don't think they have to. Come on. You wonder why the Hispanics are getting all the jobs? They don't have the intelligence. Excuse me. Please don't take this wrong. Please don't try to interpret what I'm saying wrongly. I'm not prejudiced. And I love them. All of us are in different stages of intelligence. And all of us have different levels of understanding. Glory to God. But if you're like Paul was, a stout, astute man in God's commandments and words, and would come up with this statement, "Oh, that I might apprehend that which I've been apprehended for." And if you could only realize you've been apprehended for eternal life, that your existence doesn't involve around your comfort zone, but He will put you in the turbulences, hallelujah, where you have no control and it wants to suck you down, hallelujah. But there's something inside of you. There's a light that will come in the time of darkness that will speak to your life, to your heart, and all of a sudden you quit the fighting. You quit trying to do it on your own, and you'll find out that the same power that can suck you down can take you up. As soon as you relax, as soon as you quit fighting, and work with it, take you up. And as soon as you quit fighting, all the stuff that God's doing to you, and you realize He's got a plan you didn't have for yourself. He's got a goal set for you that you didn't work out, be comfortable with. Because you're actually better and more apt than you know you are. Because He wants to show His mercy and His love. People you and I don't even think deserve it. How great is His love for me? How great is His love for you? I guess that's why I'm so passionate in what I do. I'm convinced that we have the answers, but they're not yet fully developed. And I long and I see a city and a builder whose maker is God. But I see some within me, as they'll yield to the Master's hand, will be key functional parts to the kingdom of God for this hour and for this day. Hallelujah. But I will not manipulate you. But I will give you everything I have and everything God tells me to give you. And the key is, when you get it, don't let pride, conceit, arrogance, haughtiness, high-mindedness lay hold. Because it comes from God. And it's only by His grace that we have that knowledge. But we have it. He's given it. He will not take it away. Now we have to know how to behave. If I've seen anything, I've seen very bad behavior in an undisciplined church. And I've said, God, how do you take care of this? Everybody can say amen. We're all in a place where we need to step up and do what we need to do for God. Please don't think you're going to wait till it's comfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable until you're comfortable. And then you just get comfortable. And you're going to be uncomfortable again until you're comfortable. Hallelujah. Are we together? To be diligent, let's go to 2 Peter 3. And we want to start right up the first verse. And this is pretty good. This is going to be really, really good. We'll just read it together and point out a few highlights on it. And you can take some notes on it as I go to it. Hallelujah. And begin to expound just the Word of God. I'm not going to do anything else. The key verse was 14, but I just want to do this. This second epistle. Hallelujah. Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by ways of remembrance. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth stands out of the waters and is in the water. Whereby the worlds that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire again against the day of judgment and perditions of the ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. But the day of the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Let's stop there. If the whole earth is destroyed with fire, does it say that? does say that. Where's man? Huh? Where's man? Ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Beloved, the only thing that's going to be totally destroyed, and there could be elements of the earth that will be destroyed in the midst of that as well, but not totally, but looks like it, because fire will consume just about everything. But the fire of God is of a different sort. It's a sort that consumes that decays and that burns, like wood, hay, and stubble. If you put it under metal, it'll mold it, and it'll actually, you keep the heat on, it'll take and purify it. Are you ready to ask God for some things that you haven't had faith to ask Him for before? Or didn't think He cared? Or up until now, you've asked and it hasn't come? Or you think that it can't come? Or won't come? Is God a man that He should lie? Is He a son of man that He should repent? Beloved, I want to bring you back to the subject at hand. Hallelujah. And that subject at hand, glory to God, is be diligent. And so, how many know that if we are diligent, that the things that we overcome and the things that, become perfected within us that we no longer have need of, glory to God, doesn't mean we can't use them. It means they don't serve the same purpose any longer. And it's not something that we have to have or that we need anymore. Doesn't mean that we can't pick it up and use it. Does it? And then as we grow up in the Lord, and so this fire of God, when it consumes something, it takes and releases within you an ability to overcome. It takes and burns up the things that has caused you not to believe. Now, it has more than two meanings. And it has more than just a few doctrinal issues. Not apart from them. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holiness and conversation and conversation of godliness? Are we getting it? If these things are dissolved within us, and believe me, I believe that the world will take shape in a people that have overcome. God's kingdom is actually a kingdom of overcomers. Now, to him that overcometh, and we've did it more times than I probably can count. To him that overcometh will I grant what? How come? Because I've overcome and sat down with my Father in His throne. So we have an ultimate purpose here with an ultimate placing. Hallelujah. to overcome. And so then our conversation changes. Now, how many like to be able to communicate? What do you communicate in? Yeah, but I mean, what do you do? How's the piston? How's the Tigers doing? It's a good place to start. At least you got, I mean, you're going to get some kind of audience. Well, they like them or they don't like them. Well, the weak or strong or whatever. Well, our conversation should go on to become more than just that. You're a jewel. You're a gift. You're completed in some areas. And those areas you need to nurture and bring them to a greater completion. And you'll do it in the Word of God. And you'll find out that in the midst of it, there will always be a word that you can speak that's higher than what's going on in the world. And you'll find out that you will have an answer that's pertinent to actually take one further than they were till they met you. And that's just in one thing. It doesn't mean in everything. It's not like that. I may meet me and learn something else, or I might learn something from them. Glory to God. Okay, honey. And there's a lot of scriptures before that that you need to think on. 12, please. Looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt like fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Therefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such a thing, be diligent that ye may be found in Him, be found of Him in peace, with no spots, no blemishes and no spots. Are you working towards that? Are you, and what are you doing about it? How are you doing it? Well, the previous verses gives us a good hint that we're not to be too scared about the dissolving of an unrighteous kingdom. You know, Al said something, and we just had to laugh because we happen to be, and you happen to be living in a time when the Berlin Wall came down. Happened quickly. Happened in a moment. You happen to be living in the time when Russia fell. And you happen to be living in a time of a lot of supernatural things happening that affect whole nations. And many, 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 many thousand people. And open them up to a free world. And although there's corruption there, the more that stand up against it, and the more that begin to be bold enough to speak out against it, the greater the fall is going to be. Do you know, actually, people like both sides. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Can't think like God. I guess that's all of us. See, now you could take it like that. And I pray that you don't, but I just did that to wake you up a little bit. But we're not double-minded in all things, are we? So what's he talking about there? Nor are we single-minded in all things yet. Are we? Yeah. So what's he saying there? Hallelujah. Is this all right? Because I want you to, you know, I say things and I'm misunderstood a lot. Because she just, You want the whole enchilada without putting anything on it, or putting or paying for anything, or getting any or thinking that you are valuable enough, that your money's good enough. Are you with me? I know you're thinking. Well, I see the tendency to have to people that do that. Because I don't know just exactly where he's going. Well, you will. Because I'll tell you what, everything that you are established in and complete in Christ, you are not double-minded there. And all the things that you know and God's placed in your heart and you have, I guarantee you, you're not double-minded there. Are you? Absolutely not. And so we're just talking about he that overcometh. And we're talking about the coming of the Lord. And we're talking about a fire that devours. Hallelujah. I guarantee you that as you completely take on this new nature, as your mind keeps taking on more and more of Christ, glory to God, you'll see that there is being accomplished within you, hallelujah, an eternal purpose. You can't be moved off that. Guarantee you. And so that's where we need to begin to think as adults now. We need to begin to think with a more clearer sense of direction within our lives. Hallelujah. And you need to know where you are in Christ. And then where you're going. And I wish to God that, we had a full church. But, most of them would just say, well, we just want to come to church and we want to be happy. We're sad. We're sad all week long. And we come to church, we just want to be happy. Why not? Don't you? I do. Then what will make you happy tomorrow when you leave? What will make you happy the rest of the day? Be Christ in you. That even though you may be going back into the same environment, there's a deposit of Christ in you now that's going to be able to penetrate right where you work. I guarantee you. And that's why we come together. Glory to God. And that's why we learn the principle of overcoming and being diligent. As we're diligent, as we're consistent, as we continue to set a standard and to live the standard, glory to God, we get empowered by something stronger than us. And what happens is, it's added to us daily. Daily, he adds to us. And how does he do that? Say, man, I've never seen it work like that before. Because you were never where they might have been before. I'm getting it. It's pretty good, huh? You are. See, I don't want you to say, well, now if you don't do this, you don't do that. I believe you are doing it. And I'm challenging you to go on more. I'm challenging you to continue. I'm challenging you that you need another challenge for tomorrow, glory to God. And if you'll just step out by faith, because we are people that what? Live by what? And not by what? What kind of sight? Any kind of sight that you might want, whether you feel it or whatever. A suke part of us, hallelujah, is now being tuned into the Lord, and we can't wait. And we say, well, tell somebody about Jesus. Yeah, that's wonderful. I'll do it every time. But we got a lot of people that have committed their life to the Lord that are pretty miserable and pretty confused. And the reason for that is because for some reason they think that they have to work a penance of sorts. There's no penance to this. We're just learning how to move into it. There's a repentance that's required and a diligence to walk accordingly as he leads us and as he gives us understanding, and then we conduct our lives in all kinds of situations. We do not live two or three or four different lives. We do not live as schizophrenic. And we don't need a drug. The drug is down, so we don't know what we are. We live according to God's word, and out of that comes you and what you're doing and how you're understanding and living it. Because see, he didn't just say he was a logos word. He said he was a rhema word. That didn't just mean Jesus walking. I guess that way that means Jesus walking so that everybody just don't have any problem. Jesus walking in me. Jesus walking in you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what, he's doing some damage. Hallelujah. To the sons of darkness. Hallelujah. Once the sons of lights come, darkness is dispelled. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. Well, I'm going to give you some, a couple of scriptures. Is that all right? In this diligence, you shall live in peace. Isn't that what he said? In 2 Peter 3:14? Isn't that what he said there? That ye may be found in him in peace without spot or wrinkle. I'm just going to give you some things. You can write them down. Matthew 24, 26. And just to, therefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in a secret chamber, don't believe him. And you can go into Matthew 24, and you can get a good little revelation on what he's talking about there. In Luke 2 and 29, it says, and the Lord now, lettest thou servants depart in peace, according to your word. Hallelujah. The peace he's talking about there is, The peace he's talking about is your ability to walk in it. It's your ability to walk in his word and trust it and make it secured. Secure it in your mind, in your emotion, and in your actions. And all that he is will come to your side. There are many, many words that are beautiful to look up. I encourage you to study the word. Go to the Hebrew and the Greek. Don't just read it only, but go to the Hebrew and the Greek. Become accustomed to their words and the phonics of their words, because it's very important for your understanding. But as you do, you will see that there's a fulfillment that's coming. And one of the fulfillments is his peace that passes our understanding. He's greater than we are. He has a greater peace than we can muster. He has a greater safety than we can put around us. They've been having these little violent outbreaks of crime. Have you seen them on the news? You know what they want to do? They want to take all weapons away from you. That's what they want to do, Walter. It's already being mentioned. And so then you won't have any defense against predator, so they think. I'm praying that you're learning God in such a manner that your weapons are not carnal. But they're powerful to the pulling down of strongholds. that you won't need any kind of a weapon that's going to hurt somebody else, but that your weaponry will be in Christ. And in the midst of that, hallelujah, the devils believe and tremble. They won't do what they would do, even in a man, because, or a woman, or a boy, or a girl. Please hear me. I'm getting ready to wind it down. Our ladies, I want you to be safe and at liberty. I don't want you to be preyed on. Our men, I want you to be strong, but I don't want you killing people. Our children in our schools, you can be safe in all the junk that's going on. But I'll tell you what, it's in Jesus you're safe. It's calling on His name you're safe. And believe me, you'll be tested. But you'll be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved you. Glory to God. Let's stand.